Well, today we have some of the Lord's most shocking statements. Here it is in St. Mark chapter 7, beginning at verse 14, and where he teaches that there's no such thing as kosher foods versus unkosher foods. This was a shock, a huge revelation. It really confused so many people. The Lord says, "Hear me, all of you, and understand. Nothing that enters a person from outside defiles that person." There's no such thing as kosher food versus unkosher food. It's the things that come out from within are what defile. This was revolutionary. This was so shocking. Imagine the scribes and the Pharisees, the Sadducees, listening to something like that. You mean the Lord is saying it's okay to have a bacon, egg, and cheese sandwich, right? Not that it's good for you, but it does not affect your relationship with God. It's not sinful. It's not what makes you impure or unclean in the eyes of God. It's not the food that you eat. As you know, the scribes and Pharisees had developed a great deal of legalistic rules and regulations, over 660 dietary restrictions and other ceremonial hand washings. And they figured that if they did all these things and ate the acceptable food and avoided the unclean food, that's what made them pure and holy in the eyes of God. But the Lord said, no, it's not the food that you eat. It's what comes from your heart and your mind and your soul, what comes from within. That's what can make a person pleasing to God or displeasing in the eyes of God. And again, this was a revolutionary statement because obviously the Jews would not eat pork. They would not eat certain combinations of foods. And so this was so confusing to the apostles that after the Lord gave this teaching to the whole crowd, the apostles pulled him aside in the house and says, "What are you talking about? What do you mean by this?" And the Lord says, "Are you confused about this? Are you without understanding?" So then the Lord repeats it and he gives more details and gets very specific about it. "Do you not realize that everything that goes into a person from outside cannot defile the person?" Doesn't matter, for example, what kind of food that you eat, it wouldn't be sinful. It doesn't make you sinful to eat this, since it enters not the heart but passes through the stomach. And then in parentheses, St. Mark, who was a interpreter and scribe of St. Peter, says, "Thus he declared all foods clean." So again, Mark is writing this to, and he adds that to just clarify and to let people know that the Lord declared all foods clean. Remember, he was a disciple of St. Peter, and St. Peter was the one at Joppa that had the vision of the picnic blanket that came down that had all sorts of food and things that were not kosher, and God told him three times, "Take and eat." Peter kept saying no, and God said, "No, I've declared these foods are clean." So then the Lord talks about what does defile a person, and the Lord said what defiles him begins in the heart and the mind and the soul. So when the Lord refers to the person's heart as their spiritual nature, the heart is their emotions, their feelings, their interior life. So it says evil begins with the heart, with evil thoughts which come from the mind. And then these thoughts grow into words and actions. Every sin first begins with the heart and with the mind. It begins with a thought. In fact, everything really begins with a thought. Look at a beautiful building. Let's say the Empire State Building. At one time, that was a thought in someone's mind, an architect's mind, and then it came into reality. The Golden Gate Bridge, the Eiffel Tower, the Taj Mahal. Everything at one time was a thought first before it became a reality. The beautiful church here at St. John's was a thought in the mind of Father Moseman, the building committee, the architect, and then it becomes reality. So the same thing with sin begins first in the thought, and then it grows into words and actions. That's why some of the philosophers have said when you sow a thought, you then reap an action. You sow an action and you reap a habit. You sow a habit and you reap a character. Sow a character and you reap a destiny. So we all move in the direction of our thoughts, whether good, holy thoughts towards God or sinful, evil thoughts towards hell, towards Satan. So we all move in the direction of our thoughts. And as the scripture says, as a man thinketh in his heart, so he is. And there's many books written about this topic, by like James Allen's book, As a Man Thinketh, very powerful book, which talks about the power of thought, that everything begins first with thoughts. And then the Lord gives a litany of 12 sins, like 12 actual physical sins, as well as, or 6 actions, but then also 6 attitudes. And he says every one of these begins first in the heart and first with a thought. Remember, thoughts are like seeds that are planted in the garden of your mind and soul, and they will produce. Holy thoughts, pure thoughts produce goodness and virtue. Evil, sinful thoughts produce sinful words and sinful actions. And so he says, the Lord describes these 12, this litany of 12 sins and evil attitudes. He says it all begins in the heart. Unchastity, which is impurity, begins in the heart. Theft, before somebody steals something, they think about stealing something. The thought comes first. Somebody that robs a bank doesn't just walk in and rob a bank. They think about it. They plan it. They plot it. And this little thought that first began as a seedling becomes much more big, and eventually it takes place. Murder, adultery, all this begins in the heart. Greed. And then the Lord goes into evil attitudes and bad habits. Greediness, being malicious, being deceitful, licentiousness, envy, blasphemy, arrogance, and folly. And the Lord says all these evils come from within, and that's what defiles a person. Not the bacon cheeseburger or the pork belly sandwich or whatever it might be. It is what we dwell upon. We all move in the direction of our thoughts. Again, it's a wonderful study to read As a Man Thinketh, or Earl Nightingale's great classic, The Strangest Secret, that we all move in the direction of our thoughts, whether it be for goodness, holiness, and virtue, or for evil and sinfulness.